With that being said, from the published data, the toxicity seems to be very reasonable. There are, like in the nivolumab label, there are specific guidelines for the management of AST and ALT and bilirubin elevations in the context of liver cancer, because a lot of these patients start with elevated AST and ALT. And they start treatment, and sometimes their AST and ALT will just fluctuate, versus is that really autoimmune hepatitis starting to form? So I urge everybody to look closely at the FDA label, which gives guidance on how to manage that.
I mean, I guess we've seen, I don't know exactly what the incidence is, maybe 10% in terms of, you know, hepatic toxicity with checkpoint inhibitors and other tumors. I don't know in your own mind whether you have a number for what the likelihood is that a checkpoint inhibitor is going to cause hepatic damage on top of whatever they already have.
Yeah, I think in the studies, there have not really been cases of hepatic failure. And in the studies, the need for steroids for AST and ALT alterations is very uncommon. But I think as, you know, these drugs go into the general population, my sense is we will probably see more of these events. And it's just going to take a high level of awareness to watch for these. You know, now nivolumab is dosed once a month. So I think you can't just take a liver cancer patient, give them a dose, and say, I'll see you in a month. You probably still need to see them sooner, at least in follow-up, check their liver enzymes and clinically how they're doing.